You're listening to CJLO News. As the academic year begins in Canada and students are back in the classroom, over 70 Palestinian students are stuck in the Gaza Strip, waiting for the final approval of their study permits and student visas to come here to Canada. Six of these students stuck in Gaza are expecting to attend Concordia. Many students have been waiting for 6 to 8 months to hear back from Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Canada, the IRCC, regarding their student permits. Some have started to lose offers as a result of not getting these permits. Two students, slated to come to the University of Waterloo this fall, were killed. The Palestinian Students and Scholars at Risk Network, the PSSAR, is a group that works to help Palestinian academics safely continue or begin their studies. We spoke to the chair of the board of the PSSAR, Dr. Ayman Oida.
You know, if we compare the situation to what happened in Ukraine and what continues to happen, Canada and many Western allies have shown a considerable amount of leadership when it comes to helping students who have been affected. And so I'll tell you, you know, clear examples that I've seen, which is that Canadian funding agencies came up with dedicated programs, pumped money into dedicated programs to attract Ukrainian students to come here and complete their studies. We haven't seen that level of leadership at all. Nothing compares to that level of leadership when it comes to the situation in Gaza.
Despite limited internet and electricity access in Gaza due to Israel's blockade and bombardment of infrastructure, two accepted Concordia students currently living in Gaza were able to connect with CJLO News. From the Gaza Strip, this is the voice of Fatoum.
My biggest dream is to continue my studies and turn that knowledge into a meaningful purpose, not just for myself, but also for my community and my country.
Fatoum was accepted by Concordia to pursue a PhD in software engineering back in February, but has heard very little about her student permit.
As war continues, we suffer more in terms of safety. Getting our essential resources like drinking water, food, and also the closure of borders would not allow us to leave and continue our studies in Canada.
Another student, Ahmed, was accepted to Concordia for a master's program in information systems and has applied for a student permit. He has also been in limbo, waiting for a response from the IRCC. From Gaza, here's Ahmed.
I was accepted in November 2024. And this was a big achievement for me because I managed it while I living in a war zone, as you know. And with the very limited internet and electricity. Even if I'm living in a war zone and can't contribute in any meaningful thing right now in my situation, but I still have hope, still have a dream to achieve. I don't just sit down and let it go.
Representatives from Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Canada, the IRCC, would not provide an interview, but pointed to a statement explaining that each individual case is being processed but is, quote, complex. With the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes with CJLO News.